The backwards reading vocal exercises take concentration. So what's new, right? You apply the same directions as used in the backwards reading exercise, with the only difference being that you will be singing the line forward from beginning to end, and you will assign an exact melody pitch to the vowel of each word. For this exercise, I'll play a total of 4 different melodies. The sentences to use are found in Chapter 11, Working with Words. You can use any of the 3 sentences with any of the 4 melodies. The words in parentheses after each sentence applies to the extended melody, which is the 4th one of this group. I'll tell you when we get there. The point of this exercise is to direct your attention to the vowel, its exact pronunciation, and full recognition of its physical origin. This will release any stress or emphasis you may be placing on the movement of your mouth when singing words, which would result in throat tension and the overexertion of air. Just remember, you don't have to muscularly make your throat make the vowel. Your body knows how and will do it automatically as long as you aren't thinking in ways that counter the natural workings of your voice. When practicing the backwards reading vocal exercises, keep your ribs comfortably expanded. As with the basic exercises, you will be using your thumb and index finger to feed the vowel of each word to your vocal folds, directing your attention back and in on the vowel. Don't start the word until you feel your fingers touching your throat just in front of your vocal folds at your Adam's apple.